Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Yeah. We have the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
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 We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Show. That's where I do the entire show on a megaphone.
We are Legion. We do not forget. Expect us.
Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's a mega show. It's open lines. We're going to talk about whatever is on your mind. As long as you call in. I'm getting dangerously close to 1,000 followers. 1,000 followers on Twitter. Getting dangerously close. Good times. Good times. That's all I did today was fucking Twitter. It was a slow day servicing glory holes. So I ended up tweeting way too much today. I think I got into a lot of trouble. Well, I was blocked by someone today. It seems like I get blocked by somebody on Twitter almost on the daily. I want somebody to please show me a program or develop a third-party app. Somebody needs to do this. Programmers, listen up. Take notes. Somebody needs to develop a third-party app for Twitter that will scan Twitter for all the folks who have you blocked and catalog that on a website page that simply just has a list of all the people that have blocked you on Twitter. Somebody can reverse engineer that shit. Come on. It's got to already be out there. But I want to know I want to be the who's who of blocked. Like I think I would have a pretty badass list, to be honest. And I'm imagining that I'd be surprised who would be on that list. Today I got blocked by somebody that I think is pretty high profile. But I've been blocked by quite a few people in my time, and I can think of maybe a handful right off the top of my head. But I'd like to know the full spectrum of who I've insulted on the interwebs. So anyways, today I was blocked by Anonymous Sabu, the dude from Lowell, one of the LulzSec crew guys, got butthurt. I don't know, I cracked a joke about Annie DeFranco and suddenly I'm blocked. So that's what I'm expecting. That's what I'm thinking the deal is. I think I've bruised his frail ego, because I have to admit, I'm definitely in awe of this, of the hacking skills of this Sabu character. If Sabu is responsible for all this, half of this LulzSec crap, no doubt the dude's got skills. But I don't know if I need to, I don't know if that necessarily means I need to take cues from him, on Twitter and, subscribe to his political views just because he's a badass hacker. That'd be like, sucking Bono, adopting Bono's from U2, Bono from U2's political views just because he's in U2, just because he's a rock and roller. I don't understand this, dude. Well, this is why we live in a culture where Bill Maher, Janine Garofalo, and fucking Jon Stewart are considered legitimate political pundits. They're comedians, people. They're comedians. They're good at being funny. We don't need to take our cues from them as far as like who we should vote for. Anyway, so I think Sabu got butthurt because maybe I was making fun of his political leanings. I don't know. I'm just not. I don't take. This person uses a Hamas flag for his avatar. I mean, how do you feel about that? I see this guy go into these chat rooms and people just heart Sabu, heart Sabu, heart Sabu. Just hang on the dude's every word. I thought the whole idea about Anonymous and all this crap was there were no leaders. It's leaderless, right? It doesn't make sense. How can people all of a sudden have emerge as individuals within Anonymous? If you're supposed to be anonymous, why even cultivate a personality? You should never. I mean, if these people are really trying to be anonymous, it should just be. First of all, you shouldn't even be on Twitter. But if you are, you should just be changing your profile name like every day. Change your account every day. Yeah. So there's a lot of inconsistencies with some of the stuff I'm seeing out there, and I, that's what I am. I'm a devil's advocate. I like to. I don't care what your political leanings are, your ideological leanings are. It don't matter to me. I will find a way to somehow poke a hole in your argument. I'll poke a hole where there isn't a place to poke it. Just because. Just like some people will, break into secure emails and distribute them on the internet. Just because. I got accused of being a racist by a couple of people on Twitter today. And I was just playing. Playing devil's advocate. That was it. People get butthurt so fucking easy on the internet. People are very, very fragile. It's funny. The troller hates to be trolled. You can dish it, but you can't take it. I know. The internet is littered with people who can dish it but can't take it. And whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Oh, my God. Some fucking crazy-ass shit went down in the Bay over the weekend. Some guy got shot in broad daylight for running away from the cops because he was evading bus fare. I shit you not. I don't know the whole story, but essentially some kid was on the transit in Bayview Hunters Point, which is... shady part of town. I think this kid was unarmed. He was, avoiding paying for the bus. and he got caught, I guess, and tried to run away. Not a smart move. But these cops fucking shot him to death in the back as he was running away. And a lot of it got caught on video. And I saw some of the video, and it's really not cool to watch some guy just fucking die and see a bunch of people standing around him, watching him fucking flail like an animal. Really sad. That was a very sad moment for humanity right there. I don't care how they got to that point. It should never have got to that point. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to take a break in a second and take your calls, but I'll put a link in there. It's fucking hardcore. It really is. It's fucking sad, dude. Some poor kid got fucking shot in the back and just fucking essentially executed after that. Just watched fucking die. It was sick. And it got caught on video. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Just look up San Francisco police shooting today. Go on Twitter. It's all over Twitter. I tweeted it too. It's fucking gnarly. And I just found out there's one of these groups, one of these activist organizations is putting on a press conference tomorrow. And I think I'm going to check it out. And I'm going to bring my little flip camera and just see what's up. And if you're in the Bay Area, I suggest you do too. And I got the info. I tweeted it out on my Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I will retweet it and then also get to your calls here in a second. See who we got. Dude, is there anybody on the fucking board? What's going on here? Okay, Kishu's here. Hi, Kishu. Hello, Kishu, you're unmuted. Are you there?
Oh, I was sitting there talking all this shit and I was muted. Yeah.
Well, what did you expect? What did you expect?
Not bring me on forever. Thanks, Dick.
I wasn't even looking at anything. I wanted to talk about that shit real quick. No, I just wanted to get that shit off my chest first.
Oh, people are blocking me on Twitter.
Dude, he's not the only person, high-profile person, or somebody with a profile person that has blocked me. I've been blocked by Doug Benson, comedian. He's a stoner comedian.
It's funny, to be honest.
He's not funny at all. He's the most funny comedian ever, and I heckled him on. I heckled him on Twitter, and he fucking got butthurt and blocked me. Can you believe that? A comedian blocked me. Who else blocked me? Other people have blocked me. This guy last week from Fox News, Todd Starnes. He's a Fox News reporter. I trolled him off. I didn't troll him off of Twitter, but I trolled him. I trolled him pretty hard on Twitter. He blocked me. He sent me a DM first though. Said, "Not cool, bro. Not cool." I know what I did. He was just tweeting really stupid shit. And I retweeted him and just altered some of the wording to make it, like, pornographic. And that's one of my favorite trolls on Twitter is, like, back in the day, they had the retweet button on Twitter, you used to have to put RT, and then there was, like, a whole thing to it. And now it just automatically does it. But before, you had to put RT and then write something before it. And but some people still do it that way. So they can leave comments on people's on their retweets, and so I just do that and just I was doing it to this Fox News guy and pretending like I was retweeting him, but just talking instead about vaginas and shit like that, but in kind of the same wording though, but just changing a couple of words to be pornographic, and then dude, he got mad quick. He's like, "Hey, not cool with the fake retweets, bro." And I was like, "Welcome to the interwebs."
Okay, David, shut up. We need to call Brutus, and before he falls asleep, we need to call him.
Dude, I think Brutus is fucking high. No, dude, Brutus is fucking high on some like morphine or some shit. He's gonna be so. That guy's already spaced out to begin with, but now he's on fucking like morphine or some shit or Dilaudid or something better.
Shut up for a second. Let me speak.
my talk show. I could talk. I could say whatever the fuck I want. I was going to do a break. I didn't even intend to put you. Wait a second, woman. I didn't even intend to put you on the air, all right? I was going to take a break, and then I saw you there, and I was like, oh, I'll say hi to Keishu, and then I'll go into a song. And then I'll come back and take calls. But no, you just like talking my fucking ear off here.
Bitch, Dave. Okay, listen. So, anyways, he wants us to call him, but he's about to fall asleep. So I'm Skyping you the hospital room number.
Oh, kid dokie. All right, yes. Send me that. And then
right now.
He's going to bed right now?
In a second, yeah.
Right, like, all right, right, let me find this. God damn it.
We got to call him and, you know, make him feel better. Poor kid. His
all right. Get him on the horn right now. In a second. All right, we're going to call old Brutus here, friend of the show.
And I also,
on the show last night. On the show, if you listen to the show last night, poor kid, like, had a heart attack on the air, or had his lungs collapse on the air. Hey. What's going on, homie? You're on live with Vince Keishu.
Yeah, I know who it is.
How you feeling, baby buns?
I feel like absolute shit. Well, I'm turning my radio down so it doesn't interfere. Oh, I hear you calling me.
Nice.
So I am.
Oh my God, Kingdom Hears in the chat room. It's a miracle. Wow, that's really cool. She's called in the last couple of nights because she couldn't log on, and she's in. Nice, Kingdom Here. Nice. So how are you feeling, homie? What's going on? Your nurse is taking care of you in there? What's up? What kind of drugs are you on? What's the deal?
Opiates. I'm on the opiates, Vince. I had surgery today. They had me on so many drugs, it was transcendental. Pretty crazy, man. I felt like a little piece in one of those slider puzzles.
So basically, I had a collapsed lung when I was talking to you. It happened on the air. And I drove myself to the hospital, and about 12 hours later, they did surgery on me, and now there's a fucking tube extending from my body into a vacuum attached to the wall.
And it's painful as hell. So fucking painful.
Well, man, it could have been a lot worse, dude. It could have been a lot worse, dude. You're safe and you're sound and you're all right, man. I can't believe that happened on the air. It was, at first, honestly, to be honest, I thought you were trolling me.
Yeah, I knew you would.
I did too, though.
I knew you might, but here I am.
You were like, I could go to the hospital later, guys. It was just like you left your Skype on, and I was like writing. I was like, are you dead? It was pretty funny.
But
pretty lousy.
But I listened to the show once I got to the emergency room and they put me into bed. I finished listening to the show, man. I went back and downloaded it.
That's fucking badass, dude.
Hell yeah. That is some dedication. Oh, how funny.
Hey, dude, did you hear that I got blocked by Sabu today on Twitter, bro?
Wow.
He's butthurt at me, I guess. I don't know. I think I talked too much smack. I don't think I really said that much, though. I talked a little smack. I didn't start talking major smack until I found out he blocked me.
Interesting. I wonder how he knew to block you.
Like how to find the button?
Well, what did you say?
I don't know. You know, I did make fun of him. I was he said something about he quoted Annie DeFranco. That's when I remember because I'd never really said. Oh, well, I did talk a little smack when he released when he did his last release, the Booz Hamilton thing. I was like, oh, dude, come on, dude, yawn. Why don't you impress me? You want to impress me? Why don't you? I said something to the effect of like, why don't you hack into a predator drone and then I'll be fucking impressed. And then he got kind of butthurt about that. He's just like, well, if you're so fucking skilled, why don't you do? And I was like, whatever. And I didn't. That was like the only time I think I was ever kind of like harsh to him. But he didn't block me then. And then, like, and then he tweeted something about Annie DeFranco. He tweeted an Annie DeFranco quote, and I was like, that is the foe. I was just, I'm kind of a music Nazi. I'm sorry if people like Annie DeFranco, but I think she's the softest. If you're a guy and you're listening to Annie DeFranco, I think you've got some sort of deficiency. I don't know what it is, but you need maybe more calcium. I don't know. Maybe some hormone injections. Jesus Christ, Annie DeFranco. If I'm sorry. I can understand you listening to Annie DeFranco to get into a chick's pants. No problem. Got it. Gotcha, bro. But tweeting it, whoa. I mean, come on. That like blew my whole sort of. I'm thinking about this rogue activist hacker. You know, kind of somebody kind of hardcore. Maybe he's listening to like some Rage Against the Machine or like some Black Flag or, you know, he's fucking pissed, dude. He's an anarchist. Yeah, yeah. Annie DeFranco, come on.
You know, even if I don't think I would want to be in the pants of a girl who liked Annie DeFranco.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only other thing I could think of that I might have hurt his butt. But whatever, it is what it is. I've been blocked by other marginal internet celebrities in the past.
I'm a little butthurt by Sabu today too. Sabu kicked me from the IRC chat. I got a little butthurt for about 5 minutes.
I like that butthurt form though. I like that Billy got to fill out a butthurt form. I would like them to forward me that because I was a little butthurt today.
I'll send it to you. Yeah.
I got booted from a chat too. I went into one of these IRC chats. I said sup sup. I said sup sup and like said hi to Kishu, and I immediately got bumped. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, listen. Do we have any callers? Because I spammed your shit. Shut up. I spammed
your show.
My show
where? Where? On Twitter, okay. Well, I spam my show on Twitter, too. It's no big deal. There's 20 people here. It's not a big deal. It's no big deal. It's like, this is how we do it.
And you should bring that person on the line if they're there.
Bring on who?
Hey there, guys.
Hey there, guys. Hey there, guys is on the board. His hand is not up. Hey there, guys. If you want to get in on this, press 1. Oh, he like freaked out and went away. Well, hey there, guys. If you hear this, dude, call back in. I saw you on the board. I was going to bring you on there, but you skedaddled there.
Is that the Twitter account, Hey There Guys? The same.
Yeah.
Guy?
Yes.
I would imagine. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Twitter account. Hey there, guys. You're on. What's up?
Good evening. I would like to give you all a little vulnerability that you might want to exploit if anybody is listening. I would also like to inform you that it is unofficially official fancy day, so act fancy. Here is a website, or a website for some makers of some websites. They run about 50 sheriff's websites in the southeast. For example, BaxterCounty.org, or sorry, that's not right. Just a second, let me bring it up. I'm a little retarded this evening. Come on, you piece of shit. There you go.
By the way, everybody, once again, remember, it's time to be fancy. So remember, be fancy.
There you go. Those are all SQL injectable, and you can look at a bunch of fun stuff on them. For some reason, they keep the prisoner transactions on their SQL tables. So you can see what the fuck the prisoners are buying and do all of that fun stuff, if you are so inclined. And maybe someone can deface it. I don't know. I've been sitting on that for about fucking 5 weeks, and I can't do anything else with it. So I don't have shit to say.
Right on, here, there, guys. I appreciate your input, and you're
what
welcome
your
back at any time.
It sounds like a Southern American accent, and it sounds like an Irish accent, and then I just don't even know.
Sounds
but
like
it's that. Awesome.
Nah, that was badass. This has turned into a fucking hacker show. I love it. It's unfor real. All right, you fucking hacktivists. I want you guys to relax. I've already run a bath. It's at a nice tepid warm temperature now, and
you don't even have a bathtub. What are you talking about?
I have no. Yeah, I do.
No,
it's
don't.
Right here. I'm in it right now.
Yeah.
I'm in the tub right now. Are you kidding me? Come on, everybody, call me, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent Laybag. Ooh, nice and warm in here. Kishu, why don't you jump in here with me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels great in here. Oh. Oh, it feels so good to just relax here. Got the candles on. Oh, this is great. I could just do the whole show from right here. It's fantastic.
Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches.
347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Okay. I'm back. I got a caller here. Area code 571. You're on the air.
Hey, baby cake.
Ooh, is that Melissa Hopkins?
Yes, it is. You can't believe where I am right now. And I am so happy. After
wow.
the last two nights, I haven't called in. One, I was so tired because I was really just trying to drive through the desert, you know, to get to the West Coast. And so, but Melissa got in a little trouble the last two nights. Nothing that I did wrong other than get furious at the people I was dealing with. Long story short, they both eventually hugely apologized to me, but I did get the cops called on me twice. Simply for explaining my point of view. Now you have to understand.
What?
Right. Oh, go ahead.
No, continue. What do you mean? For giving your point of view? To who? What happened? Break it down, sister.
Well, I'll tell you right now how happy I am. I am with my business partner at his home in Laguna Hills on a hill looking over the beach in one of the most beautiful homes I've been in. It's so nice after 13 days not to be in a hotel. And they have given us every luxury that we could possibly ask for. It's just unbelievable. And I'm sorry, I'm so tired because I just got here about 30 minutes ago. But I saw that email that your show was on. So, and I know I missed it a couple of days, but I did make it to L.A. In Orange County. But you know, I am going to up to Beverly Hills probably tomorrow. Probably the next day. I think I'm going to spend the day at the beach tomorrow and then go up to Beverly Hills tomorrow. But anyway, last two nights, yeah, got the police called on me for absolutely no reason. And my son is sleeping next to me, so I'm not going to give you the expletives.
Oh, really? Ooh, what happened? Give us a hint. Just a hint. Come on. You can talk.
All right. Okay. The first one.
Grown up talk. Come on.
Okay. So the first one is, I don't know, several hundred miles outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, right? We're still in New Mexico, middle of freaking nowhere. But it's a brand new La Quinta Inn, and that's like the best thing you can get out there, right? I mean, you can't get a Marriott or anything. So I'm at the brand new La Quinta Inn. It's very nice, especially traveling with kids. You know, it's great. They're having a great time. But all I had eaten for 12 days was fucking chicken McNuggets.
Okay, she is in the green room now. If anybody wants to join Melissa Hopkins, it sounds like she's pretty sauced. She's in the green room. Call in 347-826-7667. If you can call in and then request to hang out with Melissa in the green room. She's still talking in there. And I presume she'll talk there all night. So it's a show within the show. But you have to call in to listen to that show. All right? So if you call in 347-826-7667, press 1, I'll put you on the air. Then you can request, I'd like to go listen to Melissa in the green room, and then I'll dump you in there. Okay? Let's bring on Lulzak Cowley, I think, is on now. Lulzak, is that you?
Lulzak Cowley, at your service.
Hey, bro. How you doing tonight?
Good. I heard about the shooting, and it's fairly depressing, to be quite honest.
Dude, I'm going down to the... There's some, like, rally or press conference or some shit. I'm going to go down and check that out tomorrow. It's insanity, dude. It's pure
as much as I would
insanity.
Love to, we've got an exclusive here at the office with a new game, and we can't. It's one of these days where... Usually if you have, like, you know, times where you can, like... Usually, like, if you have... Like, they say, yeah, fuck it, we don't care. You've got all your work done for, this month. You can go, we'll do whatever the fuck, we don't care. Well, right now it's an exclusive, and we're all kind of happy. It's like one of the, you have to be here.
Damn. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, there'll be other opportunities to do something active for this cause, I'm sure. This will be the next Oscar Grant case type of thing. There'll be more rallies for this cause to happen in the future. But my God, did you see that video?
No, direct message it to me on Twitter, and I'll watch it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gnarly, dude. It's pretty fucking gnarly.
I
found it from Boots Riley. If you go to YouTube or Twitter, twitter.com/BootsRiley, BootsRiley. He has it on his timeline. That's how I found it. He like tweeted it,
dude,
and I shit my pants. I'll find it and put it in the chat room. It's insanity, dude. But yeah.
1 second.
Oh man, he's been getting retweeted about it a lot. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. I got it. All right. Oh boy, so gnarly to watch. King Trigg. Oh, dude, this is so gnarly, dude. Here it is. I don't even want to watch it again. I can't. It's so fucking gnarly. Like, I can't even believe it's real. It's just like they're just like watching him die. It's fucking gnarly, dude.
Sorry, something exploded in the microwave.
Oh yeah, you want to lock that down?
Yeah. Anyway, you're saying.
All right, let's bring out Wild Goose. Hey, Wild Goose, what's up with you, bro?
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. We got Melissa Hopkins in the green room. You want to?
Yeah,
join
I know. Show's been pretty epic the past couple of nights. You had some guy almost die because his lungs collapsed.
Yeah, that would be old Brutus. He's still here, by the way. Let's
yeah.
check in with him. He's heavily sedated, so we all have to be really, really quiet, and I have to mute Kishu because she naturally has tons of background noise. So let's check in with old Brutus. Hey, old Brutus, what's going on, bro?
Hey there, Vincent the Bay, just waiting to die here on my deathbed.
Yeah. Yeah, last night at a certain point during the show, old Brutus just said, Vince, I got to go to the hospital. I'll see you later. And that was the last we heard of him for a while. And he literally was in the hospital overnight and still is, I believe.
How does your lung just collapse? How does that happen?
Spontaneously, without warning. And I asked the doctor, I said, maybe I should have exercised or something. He said, in fact, a runner or somebody who goes out and plays basketball, that'll cause it, can cause a dropped lung. So really, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If it's going to drop, then you really don't have a say in the matter. It just collapses. And it's been, I have a leak in my lung. And since January, it's been leaking. And finally, it got to the point where there was too much air on the outside of my lung, and it caused the lung to collapse. And I saw in my X-ray like 30% of my lung was collapsed. And right now there's a tube hooked up to my chest, and it's vacuuming out all the air around that lung so it can reattach to my chest wall, and so that hole can heal up against it.
no explanation for it. Really painful too. Extremely painful.
It sounds painful. Just the term collapsed lung sounds so gnarly, dude.
I thought I was having a heart attack yesterday. It was terrible.
The only thing I could maybe relate to it with is, well, I was hospitalized for 10 days with appendicitis. I almost died because my appendix burst. That was pretty fucking painful. I thought I was having an ulcer or something. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And it turns out my appendix burst and was leaking all over the fucking place. And if I hadn't have gone into the hospital, I could have fucking died. It was gnarly. And I had some tubage sticking out of me for a good week or two after I got released from the hospital. It was gnarly, dude. It sucked. I had to go back into the hospital and get treatment to get my all the shit, you know, sucked out of me. It was so gnarly.
There's nothing at all fun about having a tube stuck in you, man.
Yeah, yeah. And the one thing I remember was they had me on morphine at first, and like that wouldn't do anything to reduce the pain. Like I was just like, dude, this is doing nothing. And I was like, you guys got to do something, man. I'm dying here. And they're like, all right, let's try Dilaudid then. I was like, come on, anything. And they gave me the Dilaudid, and I was just like, oh. It was, I swear to God, I've never done heroin or anything like that, and I don't intend to ever, but I have ideas about what it must feel like to do heroin, and that's exactly what it was. It was like fucking just complete bliss, like complete, just like, I just felt like I could just feel it just like flush all the way through my body, and just, I was just like, you know, the pain is gone. I'm just floating, baby. Oh, man, it was so awesome. And I can see how it is to be addicted to that shit, because I'd be floating for a good, I don't know, what seemed like 5 or 10 minutes, and then slowly but surely, gradually, the pain would start to seep back in. And it was just like, oh, my God, watching. And then they would time them, too. Like, at first they were doing it to me, like, whenever I would ask for it. And then after a couple of days later, they're just kind of like, no, you have to do it every 2 hours or something. So I would just like sit there and watch the fucking clock, just like gritting my teeth, waiting for the next fucking hit, dude. It was the closest I came to feeling what it was like to be a junkie. Like, and they weaned me off of it just right, and I was fine. Everything was cool. You know, it was all good. The pain was, you know, bearable at a certain point, and I had tons of shit to take, like prescription shit to take, high grade pills and shit.
So are you just going to sit here on air and give us your complete medical history, or are you going to bring Melissa Hopkins on so she could tell us why she almost got arrested?
All right, fine. Okay, Melissa.
No one cares about Melissa. She's a drunk bitch.
Yeah, yep. Melissa, why did you get arrested again?
Here's the resolve. Here's the resolve.
Yeah. Bottom line, what happened?
The
bottom line was I went over, got the food, threw it in the trash, and left.
That'll show.
It was all comped. The owner called, apparently, and was horrified by the treatment of the manager. And so comped the entire food. I looked at it, and I threw it in the garbage, and I left.
You fucking owned her. That bitch got punked. You told her that shit was garbage. You said it straight to her face. She couldn't say shit back.
Well, Melissa's not going to stop there, but I don't have to say this on the radio show. What I am going to say is right now, I finally made it to the West Coast. I am sitting here on the top of Laguna Hills, looking over Laguna Beach.
Getting fucked by like 8 dudes.
Well, that would kind of be nice at this point after that trip, but no, that's not happening. I'm here with my business partner.
Oh, your I gotcha.
Your business. I gotcha. partner. Your
and his wonderful
business.
Wife.
Get busy.
Join in on the fun, I see.
And his wonderful wife.
Joining in on the fun. He like I said. Oh, wait. Multiple wives? Wait a minute. Hold on. Is he Mormon? An old Mormon?
My business partner?
Yes. Are you too good?
No.
Are you getting a little...
You'll be hearing about this. It's already taken hold very vehemently in Washington. It's called TellDC.com, and he's come up with a very, very strategic way for constituents to directly talk to their congressman. And so I have set up the interviews, but if it only gets up to even a threshold of 25 questions on the same subject that involve that congressman, either it is their congressman in their district or that congressman is the chairman of that committee, so it doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, it's nonpartisan, then those messages are sent directly to that member, and then that member will then go on video and respond directly to those people. And not only that, people have asked similar questions, maybe not to that member of Congress. That answer from that congressman or congresswoman will be sent then to really, they have a 200 million database. And they can target it.
Melissa, hang up for a second. I'm just going to have to mute her. Melissa, you're going to have to understand one thing here. I got my friend Brutus on the line. He's hospitalized right now with a collapsed lung, and he's calling from his hospital bed. And you're fucking barking off like a goddamn bitch in heat. And you got to simmer down for a second. He's not able to keep up with you. You bitches are getting butthurt because I'm muting you. And this is why, because I'm trying to conduct a fucking radio show. I'm trying to navigate a conversation here. I'm not fucking putting on a party line, believe it or not. I know it feels like that sometimes, but unless if you guys could just chill out.
You sound a bit upset.
I'm mad. If that's what you're asking, I am mad.
Oh, snap. No, people wanted Melissa Hopkins.
Well, they're getting Melissa Hopkins, but they're also getting my friend Brutus, who's in the hospital. So, like, Melissa's got to fucking realize that, or she can go back to the green room.
She's a fugitive right now, and she's gangbanging. Do I want to hear? All right, just look at it from the listener's point of view. Do you want to hear about this chick getting gangbanging and running from the cops, or do you want to hear about Saddle Brutus's collapse?
No, Brutus wants to hear that too, but he's a journalist, so he's got some investigatory questions he wants to ask of her, and she's
right.
So fucking like wasted she can't like stop for a second to hear his question. All right, so
what do you
ahead.
Need questions when she's giving you all
right,
the answers?
Do I have to, okay, you know what, why don't we you too there, fucking goose, go ahead, Brutus, you're gonna ask Melissa a question.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Melissa, how do you make the Congress people answer? I mean, what guarantee is there that you'll get a truthful or a legitimate answer? I mean, I've written a lot of them letters, and they just give me their canned responses. What makes the video any different?
I'm sorry. I just tuned in to the show, so I'm sorry I didn't know about who also was on the show, so I apologize for that. I tend to talk too much. I'm from the East Coast. I'll talk until someone shuts me up.
Except you're from Oregon, which is okay.
Yeah, but
continue.
I haven't been in Oregon in 30 years. But I'll stop doing that. But I will answer his question. How do we get the people to answer the video? And it's really about me being there over 22 years and actually knowing the members of Congress. And so, unfortunately, it's extremely difficult and unfortunate that a decent citizen writes in and wants a response and doesn't get it. Tell DC sets it up in a way where you can join 25 other people. It's all free to set up. There's no cost to it. And they tag all the issues. And so if all these issues get together, then I am the one that calls the congressman and says, you need to answer this on video. And then we have a camera crew show up at his office, and he will do a 1 to 3 minute video response specifically to those questions. And I'll shut up now.
You don't have to shut up. I have more questions for you, though. If I could ask you, who do you think is more guilty of accepting money in exchange for voting patterns, Congress or members of the Senate?
Well, Congress, the Senate is the Congress.
The House of Representatives.
The House of Representatives and the Senate constitutes Congress. They're both at fault, and I would say the Senate is most at fault. Those things start in the House and then get changed in the Senate. And if the House does not agree to it, then they go to a reconciliation bill. And that's when six from the House, six from the Senate, quietly, which I hate, quietly without any availability of the media on how they negotiate it, but get it done. The food lobby is very strong, and we are sending a lot of food overseas instead of to a lot of food that people need in this country. And I'm a conservative.
I saw President Barack Obama chastising members of Congress for their voting record and for not changing their votes. It was something like 85% of them voted not to raise taxes, and they're going to stick to that. And I understand that going back on a promise. Barack Obama, however, was holding their feet to the fire because they would not cooperate. Based on arguments they've made in the past or things that they said that they can't go back on. And I thought it was really interesting that that he wouldn't just come out and say, I know that you guys are taking money to vote a certain way and you won't go back on it. You know, you're fucking scum.
What do you mean by that? I'm a little confused.
In particular, it was the matter of raising the debt ceiling, whether or not to cut spending on services.
Well, I got that. We know what both sides are on. Barack Obama wants to raise taxes, which what he thinks will increase revenue into the Treasury in exchange for some budget cuts. And then they're still at a path at how much they raise the debt ceiling. That's where they are right now.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that he wouldn't call them out on the fact that that they take money and that they sort of work together to make sure that nothing happens, and he would rather, I don't know, it just seemed like a failure.
What do you mean take money in? Take money in from where? Take money in from where?
Like you just said, the food lobby, they take money from telecom companies. The United States government worked very closely making sure that the minimum wage in Haiti wouldn't even double because Levi Strauss and Hanes clothing would not be affordable if they were to make more than 68 cents a day or something, or an hour.
That sounds like a rider in the Senate bill. That doesn't sound like anything that would come from the House. The House did not propose that in their budget at all. That is not in their budget. That sounds like a rider that the Senate wants in these negotiations. I mean, I can find out for you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. I can find out those details if you want me to. where that's coming from and which congressman it's coming from. It has to be coming from one office that is doing a rider on that bill.
I was just making a comment that I think it's interesting that the president wouldn't come right out and like nobody's calling these people on their shit. Even the president is willing to sort of wink wink nod nod. Let's have this argument in front of the American people, and you take their money and we'll take their money, and we'll all pretend like we're fucking deadlocked. And what'll they do? Eventually raise the debt ceiling?
They will. You know, you've always heard the old saying, never watch sausage or laws be made, or else just throw up. We're not going
to
know.
Well, I would think to change it.
But what you can do is actually go to telldc.com, register for free. Make your comments about that. And I'm going to give you my personal email address. I'm sending it over the line, but I don't give a shit. MelissaHopkins@mac.com. If you need to send me a specific question and you're not being heard on that, by these specific, and that what you're talking about without question sounds like a Senate writer bill to this negotiation. I'll find out who's doing it. But I've been on the road for 13 days. I've got 250 emails to respond to. But if you send me an email on this starting tomorrow, I will find out where that's coming from. And I will use LDC, and we will find, I know we will find more than 25 people that feel the same way you do.
And, that's
and then we'll find the congressman or the senator who is doing this and get a camera crew in front of them and ask them why.
That's really interesting. I like what you're doing with this website. I hope it does what you intend for it to do.
It is fabulous. It really is, because it is not only interactive, but it's a push. So if at any time in the last 3 years that someone had a concern about that, that's not a part of those recent 25 people that are asking those questions, we will then send those answers to them as well.
Let me ask you one more question, Melissa, and then I'll let you guys carry on again. Is your main goal with this website to increase accountability in Washington?
Absolutely, without question. Absolutely, without question.
Well, that's what we need.
And I've been working in technology and websites and all that stuff for a long time. And, you know, I have my own radio show. And, but TellDC, this has been he's been my business partner for, let me count, 11 years. So this has been in development for 11 years. And it was officially launched probably about 4 months ago. But what we were really doing is building a database of people who had complaints against Congress and were not being heard. And so we gathered them both by issue, by zip code, and by congressional district. So if they did have a complaint, we could know whether it needed to go to a Senate committee head or their own senator in their own state, or a congressman in their own state, or a congressman head of a particular committee that authorized those fundings. So, yes, tell DC is a fabulous way to make Washington accountable. It's the best thing I've seen in 12 years.
It's the best thing you've seen in 12 years. Didn't you create this?
With my business partner, yes.
Hey, Brutus. Did we tell you who Melissa Hopkins used to work for?
Shit. Yeah, you did actually. You mentioned it, but I forgot.
Tom DeLay.
Yeah, Tom DeLay, Vincent the DeLay.
Oh, dude.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's hardcore, man. She represented that sleaze bag. She's got some balls, huh?
Some people like.
And like I said,
daddy.
We did not get along. I still think he's innocent. I think he'll win on an appeal.
Oh,
absolutely. There was no money laundering. Absolutely no money laundering. And what the biggest problem was is I knew more about this than he did and his lawyers did. And the lawyers were very nice to me. And they did take into account all the facts and the constitutional rulings and the reason why this was not money laundering at all. And they didn't use it in court.
What about when the Russians gave him money so that he would vote on the International Monetary Fund bailout of the Russian economy? Was he innocent of that, too?
All right. Sorry, I was lighting a cigarette. What year did that happen? Remind me. 98.
He received $1 million check.
You have to understand, I just got off a 14-day road trip, so I'm going through my mind.
He's like a scumbag to me, no matter what.
I've got every research on Tom DeLay and what he's done. I'll have to look at that tomorrow. Really. That's a whole different subject. And
maybe I'll,
I can look into it. But my main thing was Tom DeLay was not my favorite majority leader. I'll go on record saying that. Now, I'll also say that he did a lot of good things while he was majority leader. In fact, he worked with Hillary Clinton on numerous bills that were very effective. The guy was not just an asshole that just took money. That's not who he was. That's
except
not who
Russian.
He is. No, you can't take foreign money. It's illegal to take foreign money. I'll have to look into this deal. I mean, you can do things. We do it all the time, especially with China more than anybody, where you make business deals where you open up international trade. And that's probably what it was. I don't know that.
But they bought his vote.
I don't
they
know
paid $1 million for his vote. That's more than a business deal.
Tell me how they did that.
On June 25th, 1998, the U.S. Family Network, which was his nonprofit organization, received a $1 million check. It was a money transfer.
Which is perfectly legal to give to a foundation at that time. That was perfectly legal to do that.
But you just... okay, well, and he denied that the payment had influenced his vote, but how did he vote?
I'll have to look. I don't know. I mean, I can do it in a heartbeat tomorrow on Monday. I can't do it on a Sunday night.
He voted to bail out the Russian economy, the people that gave him the money.
Okay, let me ask you this question before I do my own research on it. Why was that a bad deal?
Because you're not supposed to be able to buy votes That's corruption at its most.
Well, no. I'm asking you a different question. Was it wrong to help out the Russians at that time? Was stabilizing their economy helpful?
Right now, the Russians are plotting to carve out their section of the Arctic ice. Why? For oil. And they're not against
and a lot of
weaponization. Because they've talked to each
and
other about weaponization. WikiLeaks just released cables talking. They're happy that the global ice caps are melting faster than scientists predicted they would so that they can go in there and carve up the oil. China's happy about it. And Russia says we should have our foot in there too. And if we have to militarize in order to do that, let's do it.
I heard that same thing. Yeah. So you're saying that Tom
but
Blake
in that you still say
that
giving
thing.
Them, yeah. I'm not saying he started it, but I'm saying that that's why it's evil. That's why it's wrong. Okay, if he's what kind of countryman is it? Who's going to go and help the Russians? It's oil. He took it from an oil executive, gave him that money, and now the Russians are going to secure oil and they're going to weaponize against us. Technically, Tom DeLay might have paid for Americans to die should it come to that if we got to go out there and go toe-to-toe with some Russians over some fucking Arctic oil.
Okay, I'd really like to investigate this. I will admit that
sure.
I have focused on the trial. I do know a lot of specifics that he did while he was in Congress. This is not one I'm familiar with. It'll be easy for me to look up tomorrow.
Yeah, or you can just do it while we're talking.
Yeah, I just can't do it tonight. I literally drove.
She's wasted and she's on the road, bro. She's partying.
I'm not wasted.
Dude, you should hook up with Moxie. Call Moxie. She's anybody out there listening? Get on the horn. Tell Moxie that Melissa Hopkins is in town.
Contest. Okay. Yes,
everyone be quiet. Mama was talking.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be East Coast anymore.
No, don't let the host talk over you. It's just his show.
I love Vince in the Bay. I try to call
I'm being
him
too hard on you, Melissa. I'm sorry.
Oh, honey, you're not hard on me. You're not hard on me at all. You're asking excellent, excellent questions. I wish there were more people out there like you asking specific questions about what you know. Most questions I get is that they're just angry about something and they don't even know what they're angry about. You're actually asking me to look up something specific, and I'm very willing to do that for you.
I just like a good argument.
Oh, I love to argue. I could do it for another 2 hours.
But I think
Vince might get a little
give the show back.
I'm gonna take the lead to Vince on where he wants to take this show because I want to bring up a couple of other things. So I'll shut up unless I'm asked a question. I'll be happy to answer a question. But I have a couple of other things to bring up if Vince is willing.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, Melissa. We'll get to that in a second. Just simmer down. Chill out.
Okay.
Relax. Still got 15 minutes to go. We're entering we've entered the second hour here of the program. Shouts to old Brutus and Melissa Hopkins for holding things down there. I don't know what the hell you guys are fucking talking about, but I'm glad you guys are getting along. Good times. In the meantime, I think Lulzsec Cali fell asleep and hung up or got disgusted and left. I don't know. But Kishu's still here, technically. Hello, Kishu. Hello.
Hi,
or
Kishu.
Not. We got plenty of more edutainment to come here, kids. We're learning tonight as we are partying. And, yeah, good times. I see all you people in the chat room talking that smack.
talking about, Vince. I can't log
in. Oh, dude. Oh, you don't even want to know, bro. They're brutal. They're fucking trolls, bro. They're fucking trolls. But I'll tell you who's in there right now. Beach Bum 55, Ben Frazier, Bo, Cosmo Brockington, Debbie Daly, Donald Weber, George Orwell, John Brand, Kishu, Lulzsec Cali, Obobo. Wait, there's a Bobobo and an Obobo. Wait, no, an Ob. Obob. Bob? It's like Bobobo, but in reverse. Anyway. Pisspot Pete, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugg, Swank IV, and Three Abu, and Wild Goose winding it out. Good times, everybody. Yeah.
Wait, Vince, am I on air?
You are on air, Lulzsec Cali. What's up, dude? What'd it do?
So I just watched the video of the dude who got shot.
Yeah.
As you know, I did mute myself, and that was pretty, like, fucked up. I was like, whoa.
Doesn't that just make you disgusted in humanity? Humanity. It's just horrible.
I know that happened near us. It's like...
Down the street, bro. Down the street. This guy fucking... He didn't pay his bus fare and skipped out and ran away, and they shot him dead. What the fuck has this world come to?
I know, right?
Yeah. It's gnarly, dude. It's fucking gnarly. I couldn't even watch.
Was that true?
What?
Somebody said that he had a gun. Was that true?
I heard he did not have a gun. He was unarmed. He just ran. Who knows? He could have. Who knows? I mean, we don't know the whole story, but still, man.
Something similar like that a few days ago in Tucson. Like a 56-year-old man was shot to death. He got in a struggle with the police, and he pulled out the police officer's taser and tried to tase the police officer, and they shot him dead. You know, and he pulled out a taser, but he wasn't trying to kill the officer, you know. I guess, like, you know, if you think you're going to be killed, maybe shoot him. But he didn't have, like, I don't know, it was just silly. He's an old man, and, you know, to me that was just, like, I would laugh if, like, he pulled his taser, you know, if I was, like, another cop there. You know, I'd be, like, laughing about it. But the other cop, like, shot him dead. I mean, I don't know. It's just nuts. It's a world of fucked up place.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Insanity. Well, whatever. I'm going to go try to check out this before I go service glory holes tomorrow night. I think I'm going to go check out this press conference that's going on. I mean, it's just like an activist group putting on their own press conference, but still, hopefully it'll get some sort of media attention. I'll be there. I'll cover it. Vince and the Bay cameras will be there.
Put up posters around the bay, if I can.
You know what? And if people were speaking of posters, if everybody just paid attention to Selassie and stopped hating in the Bay, this wouldn't have happened. If we had stopped hating in the Bay, this would not have happened. That's what I've been saying this whole time. Just stop hating in the Bay.
Stop the Bay hating.
Yeah, man.
Has Ghost on a show? Because I really want to go on there and see how he'd react to a well-known hacker on his show.
Well, you may never get your chance. I don't know. I think Ghost might be dead, dude. He's, like, evaporated from the internet. It's insanity.
Well, apparently Lulzsec is going through puberty again. God, my voice really cracked there.
Yeah.
Sorry, thanks, because I'm eating really salty stuff. Ugh, fucking dry, like, throat shit.
You in college, Lulzsec Cali?
Yeah, I'm nine. I'm a journalist. Anything I need to know, my social security number, credit card, bank account.
Can I BitTorrent that?
Yeah, I think Ghost would enjoy your calling in, as long as you, I don't know, like, presented him with some sort of interesting call. like talk to him about hacking or something, because he always does he does, you know, topics. He does like four or five different topics throughout the course of his show, and he talks about hacking all the time. Like he talked about LulzSec when all that shit was going down.
Does he hate him or? Like,
no,
like
he
them.
Likes LulzSec. No, he likes LulzSec. He thinks LulzSec is badass. He thinks he was like, finally, these anonymous kids are hacking for a reason. Like when they were doing what PBS? I was too. I was like badass. They did PBS. I hate fucking PBS. I like some of the programming that they have on there, but I mean I can get that off the internet now. I don't need 10% of my tax dollars going to that. I mean they gripe and moan, oh, we only get 10% of our funding from the government. Well, fine, then you can just do without it then. You know, we've got budget problems over here. Then fucking just cut the cord and be your own thing. Don't call it public either, because it's fucking a joke. It's all underwritten by Lockheed Martin and all these other.
It's very pro-government, and few people realize that.
Yeah. Exactly. So I would not miss PBS for a fucking second, and I thought that was badass when they.
Oh no, not at all.
When they did that, they put that Nyan Cat thing on that page.
In Tupac.
Yeah, beyond. Well, the Tupac thing came down pretty quick, but that Nyan Cat page was there for like a fucking day, dude. It was insane, dude. They picked a great weekend too, wasn't it? Memorial Day weekend. And so, like, the one guy, I guess, that does the IT, the one IT guy at PBS.org was just fucking asleep
in
the
India.
Field. Yeah, exactly. Some contractor out in buttfuck Egypt is totally asleep at the wheel and just has no idea that that thing's there for fucking a whole day almost. But whatever. Yeah, so I was down with all that stuff, and so was Ghost. Ghost would be totally hip to having you call him, but you'd have to bring something to the table, though. You can't just call in and say, my name's LulzSec, and just expect him to fucking, you know, get a boner instantaneously, and that'll be it. Like, you got to bring him something else. Like,
I took note of those websites he put on the, like, that, oh, was it Hey There Guys? I took note of the websites that he showed us.
Oh, well, really? What did you think about that? What were those websites? They were like sheriff's websites or something? I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, and I think they're written in PHP, if I'm correct, which means that they can be SQL injected. And he said that he's looking at it right now, and they've got, like, the prisoner records and, like, stuff on it, so you can see what the inmates are buying stuff.
Damn.
Wow. Crazy.
And the current inmate population is 61 people.
Where is this?
61 people.
I'm looking at them right now. Here.
Anyway.
All right, Melissa Hopkins, I'm going to get to you in a second. I got to play speaking of soundboards, I think Warthog117 has something to share with us. Warthog117, you're on the air. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Is it the chipmunk or is it something sped up? I don't get this reference. Wild Goose, do you get this reference?
What about it?
Wild Goose, you're our master troll expert here. What is this? What's this sound for? I don't get it.
Dude, honestly, it's flipping so bad.
I can't tell if it's phoning or not. Am I getting phoned right now? Am I currently getting phoned? I can't tell. I think Ghost would approve of this. All right, put him in the green room. Okay. Did anybody catch
that reference? Caramel dancing.
Caramel dancing? What the hell's that?
Just Google it. I posted it in the chat.
Okay. God, I'm glad. See, somebody on the panel always knows. And you're back, LulzSec Callie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I keep on accidentally hitting the fucking button on my phone. I'm looking at some of the charges on here, and they're fucking hilarious. Half of these people look like rapists, so.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, this is another thing that's kind of pissing me off right now. This is another thing that pisses me off right now is we got this thing going on in Pelican Bay. Remember I was reading that? These prisoners are like, these prisoners are demanding better conditions and blah, blah, blah. And I believe they need to have, you know, humane conditions, but they're still, you know, what they did was inhumane. So they're in there for a reason. And I'm looking at people on Twitter and they're like, and I follow some people, some liberal people, some really, really out there leftist activist people, whatever. And well, not even that. It's not even like a liberal thing. It's just fucking like a crazy thing, I think. I don't know. They're people that want like these people to be free. They're like, yeah, free the prisoners. Free them all, Pelican Bay. Let them all out. I'm like, what? No, dude, we're not saying free the prisoners, bro. We're saying they should just be like, you know, they shouldn't be fucked with, you know. This is not Gitmo. No, free the prisoners, bro. I'm like, dude, you want rapists and murderers to go out on the street? Are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, I mean, like, look at this one guy. Vernon C. Henson on bail for $1,500. Charges, I think he isn't even on any release. He's just waiting on bail. Assault first degree, reckless conduct, assault on family household member, second degree, assault first degree, reckless conduct, assault first degree, reckless conduct, assault on family household member, second degree, assault on family household member, second degree. Do you want that guy out on the street?
Fuck no, dude. There's some
like
fucking
redneck,
evil
yeah.
people that, there's some people that are just fucked. I mean, it sucks how, you know, I think the whole real deal is in prevention, you know, making sure the next generation of these people don't end up like them, catching them and finding the warning, you learning from these cases, locking their asses up, but learning from them. And so, you know, it doesn't happen to the next fucking wave of people that are in fucked up scenarios to begin with and just feel like they have nothing to lose. Yeah, fucking, and you can't, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. It's so gnarly, dude. Gnarly. So I got a request for some music. Let me refresh this and see if I can play this.
Hey, is Melissa back on?
Melissa is unfortunately back on, yes.
Okay, I have some. I'm looking through my iTunes. I loaded ton of stuff.
Oh,
on
perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Yeah, you should definitely play
ton
something.
Of stuff. And it is
oh, yeah.
across the board. And I can't tell you, I can't wait to tell you about my time in Nashville. This it was absolutely.
Oh, I heard about it. You said you snuck into the Vince Gill thing. You told us all about it. You kidding me? That was awesome.
I know, but there's more to it. But, you know,
fuck Vince Gill. Did you give Vince Gill a blowjob?
Did you use teeth?
Have you seen Vince Gill lately on award shows and how fat he is?
No.
I mean, he's enormous on these award shows. I saw him, three nights ago, spent time with him, had a long conversation with him. This guy has had to have lost 60 pounds. This guy is skinny. He is looking good. He's got a little goatee going on. I mean, fabulous stuff. So I'm looking at some music here, and I think I can play it on air. I think it will work with the iPhone. Would you like to hear a little bit of
go ahead, play it, yeah. Go for it.
Okay, I'm trying to find it, so just keep talking.
Okay, find it.
Is Kishu
you guys
on?
Kishu is definitely on right now.
Now,
say hi, Kishu.
Are you totally opposed to country music?
Yeah.
Die in a fiery hole.
Yes, I'm totally opposed to country music.
Okay, now this isn't totally country.
Okay.
But it a moving song. It's not. Why have it? You
just
know
play
what
it. Just play it, Melissa. Please, just for the love of God,
finding
play
it. Finding it. I'm finding it. So I'm asking you. You like Adele, right?
Yeah, I like Adele. I like that one song. I don't know about her other music, but I like that one song.
Okay, here it is.
All right, perfect. Go for it. Here we go. Three, four, seven.
Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We have about 30 minutes to go in the program. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the number. And, well, it looks like for now we have a special surprise guest. You guys better chill out because, hide your pipes and your paraphernalia. And enable your tour and all that shit because the Department of Homeland Security is in the building,
And without any further ado, I am forced to turn over programming to none other than Janet Napolitano. Welcome to the show, Janet.
And thanks for having me on again, Vince. It's a pleasure to be here to my nether regions.
Well, it's always great to have you. You're always welcome. Well, I don't really have much choice, but I do enjoy having you on the show. Wondering what is it that brings you here tonight?
Well, I just read a report about a man. Have you heard this report? The man that shot that kid in the pharmacy in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, I did not hear this. Well, Jesus Christ, people are getting shot everywhere. This is insanity.
Well, these two upstanding young criminals went into a pharmacy to rob them for pharmaceutical narcotics like OxyContin, you know, little blue pills you pop and it makes you all feel good and better. You don't forget about your problems for a while. They came in to rob the guy. The guy was strapped to the teeth and he shot one of them and he chased the other criminal off and he ran away. He came back and he showed the kind boy some mercy as he lay on the ground and he plugged him five more times.
My God.
Well, then, the district attorney, with the help of the NAACP, is putting him up on first-degree murder charges, but we're missing the main point here of these criminals, which is they were mungers.
There's been a lot of munging going around. I've seen that happening in the news a lot. I think there's like a serious rash of munging that has just sort of been cropping up all over the globe, really. It's an epidemic, I think, that's kind of growing out of proportion. I don't know what we're supposed to do about this, Janet. How are you supposed to combat this and save and stay? Protect the goddamn homeland. You know what I'm talking about?
The way I'm going to take care of this munging is every corpse will be fitted with specially made chastity belts funded by taxpayer dollars. So that way nobody can put their mouths over vaginas and jump on their stomachs to have maggots and cum juice put into their mouths.
That's wild. That is so wild. Janet, what's up with the other Janet? Janet Reno, I know you guys are always up to no good. What are you guys up to these days?
Well, lately we took a trip down to Panama City. We went to Florida. We went to Texas. We went everywhere. We had some good times. We went to this bar in Panama City called Coyote Ugly. You ever been there, Vince?
I have not. I don't. Wild Goose might have. Wild Goose, have you been to Coyote Ugly?
Yeah. I was
really?
Actually there when they were in town. They came and they crashed the whole party.
Oh, damn. Wow, so there you go. There's my resident expert, Janet.
Now, Goose, what did you get the little lemon drop shots when you went to Coyote Ugly?
I must have had like a dozen of them that you paid for. I mean, I know you don't remember that night very well.
Wait,
but,
you guys know each other?
Yeah, we partied together down in Panama City.
No
he
shit.
He was that young. He was must have been the strapping young lad who felt me up on the dance floor that night.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, he you can't really predict this sort of thing, but she came on the air on your show, and I just fell in love with her voice. So we decided to meet in Panama City.
We met up, and he made sweet, passionate love to my buttocks area. I only let Reno there. Goose changed my life forever.
Yep. So, Vince, are we in the green room?
Wait a second. Are you guys in bed together right now? It sounds like I'm hearing an echo. It almost sounds like you guys are next to each other.
I just had a post-coitus cigarette. Yep. We're settling down.
Oh my God, this is disgusting. You guys are actually talking to us while you're naked in bed together, having a postcoital having postcoital amenities on the fucking air.
Yep.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys decided to do this on my show.
Oh shit, where'd the rubber fist go?
Oh my God, let me pull that right out of my ass. Oh yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah, I don't want to lose that. I got to wash it off and put it back in the case. We didn't wash it last time, so it's probably a little dirty by now.
I don't
God
ever want to
you
wash
people
your
are
stench of my body.
God,
those curves.
This is horrible.
Man, it's so hot.
Well, you know what? Hey,
the graying hair. And
oh,
Yoda-like
God. Okay,
face.
I'm gonna fucking puke. I don't. Why? I'm just not into it. This is a family show. I want to do a serious programming here. I've got a guest on here with me tonight. His name's Brutus, and I'm sure he's a journalist. He writes for for Chronicle.su, and I'm sure he's got some questions for Janet Napolitano. I'm gonna bring him back on. Go ahead, Brutus. Do you have anything for Janet Napolitano, head of Department of Homeland Security, while we have her here?
Hi, Janet. Yeah, I've got some questions for you. Are your engagements with the TSA a result of your latent homosexuality?
Well, to explain that, I need to ask you another question. Do you think we should be allowing body scanners in the TSA? What is the public opinion on that?
Well, I can't really represent the public opinion, but I think we should be scanning more than their bodies. I think if we could have some sort of CAT scan, brain scan, magnetic resonance imaging scans, that we could start to see trending and negative thought patterns and
you're talking about the FAST project.
Maybe I am. I don't know. Does that involve touching little boys?
Well, I scoured the globe for potential candidates to be TSA agents, and unfortunately, the only ones suitable were freshly released sexual offenders from the American penal system.
Does TSA stand for Tinder Sexual Advances?
No, but the TSA does have a sensual massage program that we offer to new agents to properly search potential terrorists in the airport.
And that includes a happy ending.
It's more than a happy ending. All the pleasures I could show you at the TSA.
I don't normally like to editorialize like this, but there's something about your voice that I'm strangely attracted to.
Listen. Goose, pass the rubber fist over to me again. I'm going to show him how the TSA sensual massage is done.
Here, you like, well, you, she likes you rough. Listen to this.
Oh, my God. Oh, right in the schmeckers. What's the next question? Let's keep them coming.
The next question that I have for you, what's the deal with the partnership with Walmart, huh? Why is it that you have to appear on every screen in Walmart when I'm just trying to walk through there and buy some diapers for my adult diaper fetish, and I gotta look at you on the screen killing my boner?
Well, I got the idea from when I was walking down in Walgreens and I saw a video, and they had safety videos, but I was like, those aren't good enough. I need to be watching everybody all the time, everywhere. So I hooked up with Michael Bay. You ever see that movie Transformers? He did all the special effects for the safety videos.
What's your point?
The point is, the safety videos are educational, entertaining, and the fun for the whole family.
Amazing production value. Amazing production value. Off the charts.
Michael Bay directed them and did the special effects. They even got that Mustang Transformer car in there. He transforms and he says, report suspicious activity to the Autobots. Got to turn in the Decepticons.
Yeah, I really liked that Transgenders movie. I thought it was really good. How old are you?
How old do I look?
I don't know. 66.
I'm 212 years old.
Dude, I had some guy stop me on the street today and like, and tell me I was going to live to 120. Just randomly, some random dude. It's San Francisco for you. We got tons of callers here. Let me bring out some more callers. Somebody calling in now from area code 213. You're on with Janet DiPolitano. What's up? Caller, you're on the air. Area code 213.
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
Oh, hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
What does the word mature mean?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
What does the word mature mean?
You need to get in bed before I tell your mom you're out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get in the bed. Your mother's going to be told.
That's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, talking right now. And I'm getting some weird feedback from your line. It sounds like you're listening and
that's an illegal wiretap I have on her phone.
God damn it, Janet. You know, it's bad enough I have these hackers calling into my show and hacking my show and giving me targets to hack. Now I got you wiretapping my switchboard and my phone call-in lines, and this is just insane, dude. Is that even legal? Did you get a warrant? Jesus Christ. I don't know I seriously don't know what to think anymore. It's out of control. But you know, I can always rely on Warthog117 for some input at this point to just sort of put things into perspective. So let's check in with him. Warthog117, what do you think about this whole mess?
Raiden, what's your status?
Colonel, I've got Emma Emmerich here. We've managed to avoid drowning.
Good job. Get her over to Shell 1 as soon as you can.
What game is that shit?
That sounds like the TSA Agent Adventure in Guantanamo Bay.
I think it might be Metal Gear.
Is it Metal Gear?
It might be. I haven't played a lot of Metal Gear or games of that nature, so I'm not completely sure.
Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, thank you. I knew
Sons of Liberty.
I sounded Metal Gear with the whole like radio thing. I went with that, so.
Interesting.
Seeing the Metal Gears.
Wait, wasn't Metal Gear, wasn't that like a Nintendo game?
Yeah, but there's a whole series of it now, and it got picked up by Sega, I think.
No shit. That's crazy. Nintendo and Sega used to be like arch enemies, and they switched games.
Yeah, now they're blowing each other.
Oh, that's hot. You know what my all-time favorite game was? It was NHL 94.
Ooh.
That's fail, Vince. My all-time favorite game ever was Zelda for Super Nintendo. Link to the Past, baby.
I've played so many goddamn games. I can't even.
Or Super Tecmo Bowl. Wait, Super Tecmo Bowl was pretty badass, too. I love Super Tecmo Bowl. With the one where, like, I would always be Randall Cunningham with the Philadelphia Eagles. You could you could basically do bootleg and always score a touchdown because he was so goddamn fast. It's insane.
So I've got a question for Janet Napolitano, however the fuck you say her name.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're on you can call her Jay Nappy, I think. I mean, she's a regular here. We're comfortable with her.
All right. Jay.
Yes.
What is your opinion that I am right now in a governmental site looking up prisoner data? Like, currently.
It's public information.
No, I mean, this is like manuals, prisoner transcripts, you know, that kind of shit.
Depends
also,
on what prison you're looking at. The good stuff is in Chapter 12, titled How to Find weapons on a person's bodily orifices?
I'm in the Baxter County Sheriff, County Jail. For an inmate population, 61.
I think you should be able to look up how much people shower on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, you know what? They're developing. I talked to somebody today on Twitter. He's working on an aggregator for that. It's in the works.
For what?
All kinds of shit, dude. I'm trying to get this dude. I'm tweeting with this one dude or chick, or I don't know. They play for the pink team. They promised me that they would hack into, when I said this whole predator drone thing, I threw down the gauntlet. I was like, I dare anyone to hack a predator drone but then hack it through Twitter. And this person was like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll work on it. I'll get back to you in a week. I was like, sweet, dude.
If someone hacks a predator drone that makes it Twitter controlled, I am just blowing up everything in goddamn existence. Like,
I think it wouldn't be that hard, though, to not necessarily hack it so where you could guide it, but where you could somehow access the, you know, the real-time data reports that it sends back.
The data feed?
Yeah, and then somehow run that through some program that will like spit out a tweet every hour or whatever, just checking in from coordinates, like Latin Lounge or some shit.
Yeah, but what about the fuel? We're forgetting about fuel here.
What do you mean fuel?
Prairie drones have fuel, you nutmeg.
So?
What happens when it runs out?
Well, they got to refuel, and it. So what? So it doesn't tweet for a couple of seconds. It's like your friend Bob in his helicopter. So he's got to gas up.
Oh, yeah,
so what? He gets back online, and you know, not like Stu though. Stu fucking championed through the entire thing. He was there start to finish. Team Stu,
so
baby.
Can we fly the Predator drone out of its operation zone in like fucking knows what country and to the U.S.?
All right, fine. People, we've got somebody on here. Oh, that's Melissa Hopkins. Holy shit, Melissa's still with us. Melissa, what do you think of this whole nonsense?
Well, I think of it as a lot of nonsense.
Perfect. Thanks for the input. Let's go to area code. Let's go to area code 403. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who did you want to talk to?
You. Who are you and what's on your mind?
I can't get my name out to strangers.
Oh, are you 12? Are you 12?
Get back in the
bed. Are you 12 and I'm wondering what this is?
I'm 9 years old.
Oh.
I'm old enough.
I'm 12. I'm 12. What is
three,
this?
I want to tell
away
you,
from
you
from
you
son of a bitch.
You were adopted. I have your birth certificate.
You just got doxed. You just got doxed by Department of Homeland Security. I hope you know. And
take that,
and
bitch.
Oh wait, and before that, before that, we're doxed by LulzSec.
Fucking adopted. I'm looking at it right
you're
now.
You're gonna go to hell. You come back.
Jesus Christ, honey, go to bed. It's your bedtime.
Janet, move your breast off.
I can kick you in the ball.
Right, there we go. Yeah.
My God.
Son of a fucking adopted.
What is going on?
I
what,
hope you
like,
drop dead.
I have the adoption plans and everything.
Listen, little girl, you better get in bed right
I
now.
I don't want my mom to see it.
I'm going to get a
this is a soundboard. This is a soundboard.
Right
I call soundboard. That's a soundboard. That's
sure.
Adorable.
Oh, my God. What are we supposed to do?
Is that the soundboard that they use on to catch a predator?
I'm just going to keep calling back. I got
why?
Nothing to do.
Oh, why don't you call another show? There's other shows on here. You don't have to call my show.
I got nothing to do.
Yeah, you don't have... That's
you
still,
can also?
What to do. You haven't been munging?
I don't want my mom to see it.
Yeah, seriously. This is... you're not
you'll
old enough to munch.
The other
you're,
children.
Yeah, you're not
the
old enough to munch
doing.
On this show.
Have you ever been munging?
I'm old enough.
Are you old enough to know what... Munging is.
Enlighten her.
I'm 12.
Tell her.
What kind of thing are you trying to pull here?
Listen, you know what munging is? Do you know what it is? It's where you take up a dead person's body.
I don't get down like that.
Soundboard.
I don't get down like that.
And then you put your mouth over the vagina and have somebody jump on the stomach.
All right, enough.
It shoots maggots come everywhere.
Oh, my God.
All in their mouth.
We got about 10 minutes to go here, and you know what? It's turning into, Ghost has radio graffiti. Well, it looks like it's getting to the point where this show is just going to devolve into radio spaghetti, as I call it, instead of just bringing on the random trolls one at a time. I'm pretty much just going to let it ride here for a little bit. So, Jesus, I have...
Let's take another caller.
Yeah, well, there's no more call. That's what I'm saying is, well, there's, of course, Warthog. We can bring on Warthog and play Guess the Soundboard with Warthog.
Hey, Vince, tell old Brutus to scream as loud as he can into the mic.
Fuck that. I'm going to bed.
Right on, bro. Hey, thanks for champing it tonight with us, old Brutus. I really appreciate you coming out. Hey, before you take off, dude, why don't you plug Chronicle SU real quick?
Everybody come visit thechronicle.su. It's a transcendental experience. It'll blow your fucking mind. But only take it with crack.
Sweet. I wouldn't think to take it with anything else, bro. Thanks for coming through, man.
Crack I hope really you get, enhances it.
I hope you get better really, really soon, and I'm glad to hear from you, man. I'm glad you're doing better. It was kind of scary last night after the show was over. I was kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? And then I saw your tweets and I was like, ooh, wow.
It really happened, Broseph. Well, here I am. I'm getting better. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of the show, everyone. Good night, Vince.
All right, man. Thanks, old Brutus. Good night. Good times. Our good friend, old Brutus out of chronicle.su. And, all right, I got Kishi with me here, and before we get back to everybody else, I'm going to bring on Warthog117 once again. Go ahead, Warthog. This should be like the call-outs for fucking Skype assholes.
Is this nerd trivia night?
Let's talk
about snakes.
That's what it's turned into here.
Cranky, mate. We're going to go talk about snakes. My name's Steve Irwin. We're going to go have a fun time.
Oh.
Am I right?
Cerno says it's Otakon.
Yeah, Otakon.
That's the game is Otakon
No, he's a character from Metal Gear Solid. He's like the nerdy, radio guy. You know, the scientist who's like, okay, I can hack into this. Derpy, derp, derp. Oh, I pee my pants. Yeah, he does do that at one point.
Wow. Do they make movies out of this shit, or is it just video games?
Only movies that have been made video games are, I think, Resident Evil. And,
well, yeah, I know that, but they didn't do a Metal Gear movie?
No, they haven't done a Metal Gear movie. I would love to see a couple, a whole movie series or maybe even a TV series of L.A. Noire. It could be perfect. It's practically a movie already. I was actually playing it with a friend in the office, and he's like, dude, are you watching a movie or playing a video game? I can't tell which. I think, Doom also got a movie. Final Fantasy, no, it's a movie, and if so, I don't give a fuck about Final Fantasy. And I really want to think that Tomb Raider got one. Yeah, Tomb Raider got one. It didn't have anything really in it. And Tomb Raider is about some hot chick with guns and raiding temples.
Cerno says they have two animated graphic novels of Metal Gear.
No one gives a fuck about anime or graphic novels. Unless it's Scott Pilgrim.
He also had a laughing face after it, though, like joking. I don't know. Like, it's silly, I guess. Tomb Oh yeah, there was a bunch of Tomb Raider movies. Did they ever make a Pac-Man movie?
No, they're making a Space Invaders one.
Donkey Kong. Did they ever do a Donkey Kong movie? Mario Brothers did a Mario Brothers movie, didn't they?
Oh yeah, Mario. Yeah.
So when are we gonna find out why Melissa Hopkins got harassed by the police twice, not just once?
I don't know. She dropped off.
Care about
she was...
her. She's a drunken mother who is apparently into politics. I cannot. Whenever she calls in and she's drunk, I just cannot listen to her. Just like I just kind of just like hang up.
So you don't ever listen to her?
I don't. No, I
can tell you why Melissa was arrested twice. She was caught.
DUI?
She was caught buying alcohol for minors. She was giving sips of vodka and tonic to her children in the car.
Yeah, they actually have a picture of them.
Is that true, Melissa? Is that true, Melissa?
Am I on the air now?
Yes.
Is this real life? That's what you sound like.
I'm sorry, you guys disconnected me, so I didn't hear what you just said. So I would love, Janet, for you to repeat yourself.
Why'd you get arrested twice, or have the cops called on you?
Is it true you provide alcohol to minors, specifically your children?
What?
You provided alcoholic substances to your children in the car. Driving.
Oh, so Janet saying that?
Yes.
Janet.
Who's an official, who's head of Homeland Security, is saying that about me?
Yes. Any further questions, or would you like to be promptly fixed?
All right, why did you get the cops called on you twice?
The other thing is we apparently he's under another name, but it's Zeki is on the air.
Oh, to Zeki. Oh, well, I mean, one other thing. You know, I don't know. The damn McNugget story was pretty great. But I was wanting to know a few things. It's kind of a touchy subject, but...
Go ahead.
Do you happen to soak your tampons in vodka?
That would be a nice idea.
Well, it's a
the
boarding trend now.
There, but no, I've never tried it.
You should.
You have no idea how exhausted I am.
Huh?
Is that Kishu? Is that
Kishu? I have no idea.
No, I'm right here. I have to sleep myself.
No. I'm fired up about politics. And if you want to talk about politics or the women losing to Japan in the soccer tournament, I'll talk
about Japan.
America!
Japan.
Viva Japón! Viva Japón!
Is that Viva Japan?
And I also have a great song that I think everybody should hear. I was just...
Please,
no.
Oh, you already played a great song. You already played a great song. We heard it. It was great.
I was
awesome.
On my own stomach acid through my
eyeball. No, I didn't.
Trolls.
No, I didn't. If you don't want to hear it, that's fine.
Want to hear it, just
but
play
if
it.
You want to have a great song.
What's that?
If you want to have a great song, okay, why am I interrupted when I speak?
I'm sorry, I apologize. I apologize. My bad. You know, we're running out of time, though. It's been fantabulous having you on the show. I really appreciate you coming through. It's great to hear you check in from the road. But we're going to hit the road here. It's time to say goodbye, everybody. But before we do, let's bring on Warthog 117 really quick. Go ahead, Warthog.
Going to do, strange, isn't it?
I didn't catch that. Did you know? Does anybody know what that was?
That's a video game.
It's some video game that they're all over my head.
Not even a video game.
No, it's okay. It's a cartoon or something.
Probably anime.
Yeah. He faps to a lot of shit. All right. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Thanks to Kishu, Wild Goose, Lulzak Cali, Janet Napolitano, and Melissa Hopkins. Until next time, peace out, yo. Oh, and this is for you, Melissa. Good night. Fucking Christ, I've been fucking inundated with Bobos. There's literally like five Bobo. There's 10 people left in my chat room. The show's over, and half of these people are Bobos. There's Bogabaga Bobo Bogabaga Bo. There's Bobo Bo, but it's spelled Bowbeau and Bo. Then there's Gabagabo Bo Bo. Then there's Gunbog Bo. Then there's Huppin' to be bo bo bo. Then there's Oh bo bo bo. Oh my God, I can't believe it. This is out of control. I'm gonna fucking. Oh my God. Fucking. Wow. It's just. It's just overkill. It's bo bo overkill. I can't take it.